Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. It's time now for Light for the Pathway with W.A. Thompson.
Now, once again, we greet you in the name of the Lord Jesus. I pray that you are walking in the light of the Lord, and that your life is reflecting the inward presence of the Holy Spirit of God. Now, He can only do that if you are saved. If you are not a saved man or woman, then the Spirit of God is not in you. And if you are saved, the Spirit of God is in you. There are two classes of people, those who are saved and those who are not saved. Those who have been born again have been brought into God's family by the presence of the Holy Spirit. Apart from Him, there is no salvation. If you think that you are saved and don't yet have the Holy Spirit, you've been deceived. The Holy Spirit of God is in every believer. Now, I pray that you are sensitive to Him. He has a plan and a purpose for you in your life, and He would have you to live for Him to bring glory to His name. And He will give to us that power that we need to do His bidding, the work that He would have us to do. You know, there are many goals that people have in life, and one of those is that they want to be well accepted among their friends. And, of course, we want to have our friends to be like the Proverbs say, iron sharpeneth iron. Well, we want to help them, and we want them to help us. And we, too, can walk along helping each other. But the person who sets out to be popular, he sets out to be well known among everyone, is setting out to have an impossible task on his hands. Now, everyone is either for that which is right or for that which is wrong. If you're for that which is right, then those who are for that which is wrong will be against you. And if you're that for which is wrong, if you are for that which is wrong, then those who are for that which is right are against you. So you cannot please everybody, and everybody is going to come down on one side or the other. And it boils down to this, ultimately, do you want to please the Lord God of heaven? Do you want to serve Him, or do you want to serve yourself? Now, I know that many times people will come back with the statement, but the Lord wants me to be happy. Well, that's why if you'll receive the Lord Jesus Christ and you are obedient to the Lord, you will be happy. But you don't find happiness and then decide that you're going to serve the Lord once you've found happiness and you bring Him into the mix. That's not the right way. That will never work. That's not the way you please the Lord. You come to Him first. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and those things that you've been seeking after will all be added to you that are of needs. Now, the Lord would have us to seek to please Him, set Him up in our lives as He would establish us and set us up upon a rock. Now, as Abraham Lincoln was talking about the person who would seek to be popular, he said, avoid popularity if you would have peace. Because if you want to have peace, then do not set out to be popular. Avoid popularity if you would have peace. And William Penn, avoid popularity. It has many snares and no real benefit. So if you want to please the Lord, you're not going to be popular with the world. If you want to please the world, you're not going to be favored by the Lord. You cannot have both. You can't go in two directions at once. You can go in two directions, but not at the same time. And you can't serve God and mammon, not at the same time. You cannot be the servant of two masters, not at the same time. Now, you need to make your mind up. Who is it that you will serve? Will you serve the Lord Christ, or will you serve self, sin, Satan, and all of these things that take us away from the Lord? Make up your mind, and I pray that you will choose wisely and that you will choose to please the Lord. Dear Heavenly Father, I do ask in Jesus' name for the blood of Christ to be applied. I thank Thee for this precious blood that is applied and has been shed in our behalf. Now I ask for power to do Thy will for Jesus' sake. Amen. Now let's continue in the book we're in the Pentateuch, and we were looking at the, well, we finished up with Exodus chapter 40, and now I'd like to go ahead and start with the book of Leviticus. Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus. Now, the key theme of the book of Leviticus is that of holiness. And I went through and saw the holy things of the Lord in the book. And the very first one of those is found in the book, chapter 2, when the Lord uses this word, it's of holiness. I'll start with verse 1 of chapter 1. And the Lord called unto Moses and spake unto him out of the tabernacle of the congregation. Notice the place out of which the Lord spoke to Moses. Remember, this tabernacle had to be made according to the pattern wherein the Lord had commanded Moses when Moses was visiting with the Lord in the holy mount. And after this has been done, it has been done. The tabernacle has been constructed according to the Lord's commands, according to the way the Lord says it is to be established. And to show that it has been made according to God's pattern, the Lord calls to Moses and speaks to Moses out of this tabernacle of the congregation. And that is an indication that the Lord is pleased to put his presence there. And I pray that you and I will learn something from this particular way that things are handled, to do things according to the way of the Lord. And when you do things according to God's way, the Lord will put his own divine approval upon those things that are done according to the way that he would have them to be done. He calls unto Moses, speaks unto him out of the tabernacle of the congregation. Now, had this not pleased the Lord, then the Lord would not have used it. As one said, the Lord can use a broken vessel, but not a dirty vessel. He will use a vessel that will bring honor and glory to his name. And the Lord, I believe, would have stopped Moses at any point where he would have decided that he wanted to make this pattern, or make this tabernacle according to Moses' design. But Moses, you know, Moses made that tabernacle. Moses gave the instructions like Moses wanted them to be. Now, what do I mean by that? Moses wanted what God wanted. So Moses built the tabernacle the way that Moses wanted it to be built. He built it the way the Lord wanted it to be built, and Moses had submitted his will to the Lord, and so he instructed Aholiab, Bezaleel, and all of those wise-hearted men, and they did things according to the way the Lord wanted them to be done. Notice also something here about this the building and the presence of the Lord in the tabernacle. It was the Lord who spoke to him out of this, where he would be visiting with Moses, and now this tabernacle reflected the glory of God. That's why it's important for things that have God's name on them to be done according to God's name. Now, do you remember in the book of Daniel chapter 9, in that portion of scripture, it was the temple was going to be made desolate for the Lord's sake. It was not for the sake of Daniel or for the people, but for the Lord's name. And what had happened was, the people had not been giving out the right message concerning the Lord. And because the message was wrong and did not rightly reflect the Lord's holiness or his character, he allowed the whole place to be thrown into captivity. Daniel 9:17. Now therefore, O our God, hear the prayer of thy servant, who happens to be Daniel at this time, and Daniel's supplications, and cause thy face to shine upon thy sanctuary that is desolate for the Lord's sake. Now, notice this, please, that when this temple stopped reflecting the character of the holy God of heaven, it was used, and when it started being used for the wrong purpose, and the people did not reflect the holiness of God, this temple was desolate, notice, for the Lord's sake. Because the Lord will not let that which represents him fail to represent him and still carry his name. Now, a name represents a man's character, and the name of God represents his character, that he's the holy God. And therefore, the temple was made desolate rather than to have it being prospering and having people thinking that God, for whom this temple was supposed to stand, was like that which the people were doing. You see, the Lord wants you to know the truth. And if the ones who are bearing the truth are not rightly bearing the truth or mishandling the truth, the Lord will deal with that. That's one of the reasons why there is a sin unto death, when the Lord can indeed and often does bring people to a place to where if they do not rightly reflect his character, he will shorten their lives. There is a sin unto death. You go about naming the name of Christ and living a life that is contrary to the holy nature of God, God can bring on desolation to your life and to your home, to your testimony, to your ministry, if you are not rightly reflecting him. So the temple was to represent the Lord. And the tabernacle here, and the very fact that the Lord spoke in this tabernacle, indicates that the Lord himself was pleased with that which was done by Moses and the craftsmen of the tabernacle. And this was to show the Lord's glory. To those who would be seeking his presence, they would know what he was like. And all of the furniture in this tabernacle, and all of the way the ceremony, the way it was carried out, gave to us and gives to us the mindset of approaching the holy God of heaven. This was something that was demanded by the Lord upon these who worked in this tabernacle. And certainly the Lord is not going to and was not going to say, now I'll lay all of that aside after all of this work has gone in and after all of these requirements have been met. Now we'll just waltz up there any old way. It never will happen. That will not be the case. The Lord is a holy God. And even when he was giving out the law at the mount, not even an animal was to touch the mount, lest it be stoned through and thrust through and killed. You do not approach God just any way. Now, people will be confused in thinking, well, the God of the Old Testament is different from the God of the New Testament. No. If it were not for the God, how that the Lord had revealed himself in the Old Testament, then we would not have a proper understanding of what the New Testament teaches. You can't understand the New Testament unless you will understand or read and believe the Old Testament. It portrays and shows to us the holy approach unto God. And the book of Leviticus is thus that. And so the Lord is instructing here that this approach at the tabernacle is the approach that he requires of those who would come before him. He spoke to them out of the tabernacle to the people, showing his presence was there. He was pleased with that which was done by Moses and the constructors of the tabernacle. Our Heavenly Father, we know thy hands make us, and we are the holy dwelling place here on the earth. We pray that we shall have thy glory lifted up before this world by obedience and doing things according to thy way. For Jesus' sake, we pray. Amen.